Hello, this 5 minutes of the Prophet has Psalm 91, episode 199. 199. Beautiful, magnifique. Oh, something beautiful is happening here. So, what's happening in your life? Hey, Psalm 91, the sin, we personalize it. What's happening in your life? Can I prophesy about your life? There shall no evil befall you. So what are you doing? You're personalizing it. You're saying, there shall no evil befall me. 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 Oh, hallelujah. So we're looking at what happened between Sennacherib and the king of Assyria, the king of Judah. Sennacherib was the Assyrian king. Now, remember that at this time, Sennacherib has had a rumor and he's running back to go and quench his fire before coming back. But he sent his letter, scathing letter back to Hezekiah. He said, listen, for verse 12 of 2 Kings 19. He said, have the gods of the nations delivered them, which my fathers have destroyed? Did any of their gods deliver them? Say, don't be glad that I'm going. I am coming back for you, and Jerusalem will fall at my hands. What do you mean? Do you think that I'm joking here? I'm coming back for you. I will be back. And so what is Hezekiah do? Hezekiah came, took the letter, verse 14, and Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. So some people do spread it. So if you need a baby and then you spread baby clothes as you pray. So some people do it and it works for them. I have nothing against it, but some people also say that there's no need to spread it. God has said already, now I'm going to deal with that thing in the spirit, and then you begin to pray. That's all. You are not spreading it. So whichever way you want to do it. So he spread it and he prayed, verse 15, and said, oh Lord God. So 2 Kings 19:15 is what we're talking about. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, oh Lord God of Israel, who dwells between the cherubims, you are God, and you alone. And said, bow down your ear and hear. Now, I've told you about all that when you are in the new covenant, you don't have to say, bow down your ear and hear. Rather, in the new covenant, he lives in you. He lives in you. Some people lift up their hands and say, Father. Some people also bow down their heads when they are saying, Father. Why do you bow down your head? Because you are bowing down your head to the one greater one who lives inside of you. That's why you bow down your head when you're praying. You are looking at him who is inside, who is in your spirit. Hallelujah. The one who is in your spirit. That is the one. I'm not saying, do not say that. Oh no, Prophetess Olivia says that when you pray and you lift up your hands, it's not important. It doesn't work. I have never said that. I'm just saying that there are various ways. Some people lift up their hands. Some people bow down their heads. And why do we bow down our heads? We bow down our heads because we are connecting with the greater one who lives within us, who lives in our spirit. Right now, he's not out there somewhere. He is right here. Where is he? In your spirit. Touch your belly. Yes, right there. He is within you. He lives in you. So you don't have to tell him, bow down your ears and hear. There is no need. Okay? So now, Hezekiah says, in verse 18, he says, this man Sennacherib is boasting that he has cast their gods into fire. He said, why did he destroy the people's, the gods of the nations? Then he answered, for they were no gods, but the works of men's hands. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. No one can cast your God into fire. In fact, he is a consuming fire. Your God is a consuming. No one can cast him into fire. So Hezekiah rightly said that, listen, those gods, they are nothing. They are the works of men, of men's hands. They are the works of men. And that is why he could cast them into fire. But not this living God, not this Jehovah, not this Yahweh, not this Jesus. Because all that name is now culminated into that name, Jesus. Name above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. You are the name above every other name. Creator of the universe, what can't you do? What can't you do, Jesus? Name above every other name, what can't you change? What can't you change, Jesus? No one can cast your God into fire. Your God is above all. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.